I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The Trump administration and Congress continue negotiations today on another economic aid package. But since all the sides can't see eye to eye, they let the extra $600 a week for the unemployed run out. And NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us now with the latest on that. Claudia, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro spoke to CNN today about how those unemployment benefits expired. Listen.
Could have had a temporary deal to make sure that didn't happen. Our side was more than happy to do that with enhanced employment effects and eviction. We do not want anybody evicted, but Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats refused to do a temporary short deal while the negotiations took place.
Claudia, what is he talking about there? What was the short-term deal that was on the table?
So Republicans said that they wanted to offer perhaps a one-week extension of the unemployment insurance, the additional benefits that come up with this extra $600 weekly payment. However, by the time they offered it, they were on the last week of the benefits. It was unclear if state labor departments could install an extension at that point in time for them to be in effect this week. And so Democrats have said consistently that they want a larger package. They would agree to a short-term deal if it was connected to a larger package getting approved in short order. So if they're looking at a one-week extension and they're back in the same place they were a week ago, as in last week, and still don't have a bigger bill, Democrats have said they're going to pass on that offer. And they think they can backtrack on these benefits if they do reach a deal later down the road.
Well, and we should remind our listeners that Democrats actually did pass a $3 trillion bigger package a couple of months ago that went nowhere in the Republican Senate. The Republicans unveiled a $1 trillion bill that the Democrats thought was too small. Here's the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, addressing that unemployment supplement in an interview with CNN this morning.
Right now, today, we have an emergency. A building is on fire, and they're deciding how much water they want to have in the bucket. Millions of people could have fallen into poverty without the $600.
Have either party shown any willingness to compromise on how much money, whether it's 600 or 200 or something in the middle, would go to the unemployed?
We've seen a little bit of flexibility on both sides. Now, starting with Republicans, they have been pushing this idea that they don't want the $600 payment, this extra payment a week. They want it more towards a level of $200. So they want to cut that dramatically. However, we've heard Republicans say they're willing to negotiate with Democrats on that, perhaps look at a higher number. Meanwhile, Democrats have held hard, strong to the $600 figure, including Speaker Pelosi. However, we've heard some Democrats say that they would be willing to bend on it. So this appears to be largely part of these negotiations. Perhaps they could close the gap on this number if both sides are willing to bend.
Another big issue is liability protections for businesses, meaning that you couldn't sue, let's say, your employer if you get COVID-19 on the job. Republicans want that. Democrats don't seem to want that in a bill. Could that go anywhere?
It could. There is one proposal out there that's being moved by Texas Senator John Cornyn, and some have pointed to that as a possible place to compromise because Republicans have been very strong on this point. They have been repeating that this is their red line for this new relief bill. And so Democrats may be in a position where they feel they do need to negotiate. Perhaps the legal shield would not be as strong as Republicans initially proposed. Maybe it's something they could compromise off of, such as this proposal by John Cornyn.
Do you think that before the end of this week, Claudia, we're going to be talking about them reaching a deal?
That is the million-dollar question. Yeah. We are having
a
trillion-dollar
question.
trillion. Now we're in the trillions. Exactly. It's hard to say right now. The clock is ticking. We have another expiration approaching this week, which is the end of the application deadline for the Paycheck Protection Program. This is a very popular loan program. Mm-hmm. Plus, we've had UI expire and the eviction moratorium. So as these deadlines build, perhaps the pressure will build, and you never know. We might see a deal by the end of the week.
The other thing that we might see in the coming days is a vice presidential pick by Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee. He says he's going to pick a woman. And some of the top contenders have been campaigning in a way on TV. Here are just a few in the last few days.
Anybody that is willing to become the vice president, if they're invited, should be ready. And I think that I am.
I would do everything I can to support Joe Biden to get elected, no matter where he thinks I should, what position I should play on the team.
Whatever role I may play or not play, I think the most important things are confronting this virus effectively.
We have to elect Joe Biden the next president of the United States. And I will do everything in my power, regardless of where I am. We have to elect him.
That was Kamala Harris, Karen Bass, Tammy Duckworth, and Susan Rice, four of the top contenders. Claudia, what is Biden thinking about as he makes this decision? And is it weird to have these people all out there in public campaigning for the job?
He's taken a lot of factors into consideration. He said that he would make his decision this week. That doesn't necessarily mean that we will learn about it this week. It could be the following week when we get the name finally. But there's a lot going into this. As he's already said, and we've noted, a woman will be his VP, but which woman is what remains to be seen. I reported personally on Tammy Duckworth's potential to be considered. She would be a surprise pick, but she's in the top consideration with these other females. And there's a lot of pressure to pick an African-American woman. But in terms of it being unusual, I think it is. I think it's the day and age that we live in, social media, mm-hmm. and these women want to know if want folks to know that they want the job, that they're ready for it.
Well, and the other thing is that because of Biden's age, there are some who think he won't run for a second term if he wins. And then one of these people could be lined up to run for president in 2024. Claudia Grisales, NPR congressional reporter, thank you.
Thanks for having me.